Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media. I'm here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I had actually less than 500 followers. I'm here to drop literally all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. I want to know what one of my favorite Instagram updates has been. It's the update that you don't see likes anymore. I just feel like it has done wonders for me, for many business owners, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be defined by a metric, because I used to be a numbers girl. It used to drive me nuts when I didn't have enough followers, whatever that even means, or I didn't get like increased amount of likes on certain posts and all that kind of stuff. It literally used to drive me crazy. I used to think, you know, if I didn't have thousands and thousands of followers, I would never be able to build my business. But, you know, obviously I was wrong, because I actually sold out my one-on-one program when I had less than 500 followers, you know, and it all came down to value. And I feel like, you know, if you know you're putting the value out there that is so, that's so laser focused towards who you're trying to help, the numbers of likes and the metrics of, you know, your followers do not matter. I always love to say, like, if you can't sell to 10, how can you sell to 100? If you can't sell to 100, how can you sell to 1,000? Right? And I truly believe keeping your circle small is amazing, because you could really laser focus in on what do those 100 people that follow me want to see from my account. I would rather have 100 loyal followers rather than 1,000 people who kind of just scroll past my posts. I'd rather have people who are actually interacting, who are actually like taking what I put out there, what I put my hard work out there into, and using it for its purpose. Because I don't want to be defined by a metric, and I don't want to judge the success of my business based on a click of a button. It doesn't make sense. And if there's any metric that you do obsess over, it shouldn't be your followers or your likes. It should be your conversion rates. It should be, how many people do I talk to that actually turn into a potential client? How many people am I closing on sales calls? Those are the numbers you should be really focusing on. Because the truth is, my business continues to make more money, donate to more charities, hire more incredible people. Because you could go look at my Instagram right now. I don't have a huge following, but I'm still able to do those things. I'm still able to serve and change more lives of women everywhere. I'm able to have more free time in my life. I'm able to, you know, collaborate with some epic brands. And, you know, my likes have nothing to do with it. And if you feel defined by a metric, let's talk about how you could change that. And if your focus is getting lost in this, how can you refocus? Because you have to really ask yourself, what are you allowing to define your progress? How can your business raise its energy? And where do you want to claim back your power? And, you know, ever since the likes have been hidden, I've actually made more money in my business. I've worked less. I've had more dream clients than ever. And, you know, I've even had more fun with my brand, added more value, and I've been more creative, because I stopped focusing on that and I started focusing on the conversion, the value, what people are telling me in the DMs. Because you have to break the mold if it's not lighting you up. If those metrics are freaking you out, stressing you out, you gotta throw them in the garbage. You gotta look the other way. You gotta focus on a different metric. Because the revenue on your of your business should light you up, not the number of likes. Because likes have nothing to do with the money brought in or even success.
You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes for the chance to win a $20 Starbucks gift card on me. And just be sure to share it with your friends on social media and tag me at _SalmaAziz on Instagram. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other entrepreneurs who are literally striving towards the same goal as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.